Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. My guest is returning once again, Ariel Washington. This episode was a little longer than they usually go, mostly due to the fact that we were getting pretty serious into some stuff, a lot of just randomness in our conversation, but also, you know, when you drink a little bit, you get a little serious from time to time. We opened up a fair amount. I talk a little bit about how prudish I come off at times. I tried to introduce her to somebody and it didn't go according to plan. I was hoping that there'd be some sparks, some magic, something, but not so much with that. And if you want to follow me on any upcoming events, shows, podcasts, whatever, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. And please recommend this podcast to your friends. Tell them to check it out. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Tell them to look up Awkwardly Social Podcast and then make sure they include the name Jose Chavez. Otherwise, you'll find a couple of imitation ones out there. Anyhow, enjoy this episode.
Bruce Almighty, the outtakes on that we used to.
That's the movie, the outtakes more than the movie?
The movie, only the scene where he's like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Oh, yeah.
That scene we'll watch over and over again, but the outtakes on that movie are hilarious.
I love outtakes.
The outtakes are so funny.
I hate when you watch a movie and when you go to the outtakes and
you
they're
can
not
tell they're
good.
Planned outtakes.
Not just planned, but when they're not actually funny. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it. There's a blooper gag reel kind of stuff, but I just feel like, oh, I wish this would have been way funnier. Mm-hmm. I think I would appreciate a movie way more if they were funny off camera.
Like the Rush Hour outtakes. Solid.
Yeah.
Always solid. It's like, ooh, you know he did.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I was always taken back by like, how does Chris Tucker not know who Chelsea Clinton is? That was always my biggest like, what? Is he fucking with them? Like
feel the fish.
Oh man!
Because of that movie, I've said gefilte fish like that my entire gefilte fish.
I love movies. How much they influence the way you say things, and just like, I'm sorry. So I was at Disneyland yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We get it. You went to Disneyland.
Shut up.
You have so much money.
Shut up. That's not what I'm saying. There was these two girls behind me who were, I'd say maybe like 14, 15, and they were on a date or something.
Aww.
And
the two girls?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were talking about their favorite movies. And I was surprised to hear a 14-year-old say that her favorite movie is The Mask.
Nice.
Yeah.
That means her parents,
yeah,
you know, who are probably about our age.
Yeah, her parents are our age.
Making her watch it every day because they're like, this is genius.
Yeah, she's like, P-A-R-T-Y? Because I gotta. And she was so excited about it. And then her girlfriend or whomever she was on a date with was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know what that is. She's like, it's Jim Carrey. Who's Jim Carrey? I was like, oh,
I
no.
hope she dumped that girl immediately.
I was like, this is a relationship that is doomed.
Yeah, it'd be like, dump her.
Yeah. Like, even if you don't, like,
you
even if you're
better.
Yeah. Even if you're one of those people who's like, okay, Jim Carrey had a place in time or whatever, if you're one of those kind of people, still, like,
it was a big fucking place in time.
Yeah, big,
That's
big
like
place.
That's like not
in
knowing
time.
Who, like, Michael Jackson or
who?
Elvis are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Elvis the racist?
Presley.
Oh, the racist? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So
the one who stole all that black music?
Yeah, he didn't steal. He borrowed it.
Mm, and he then never gave it back.
And then he borrowed his sister's bedazzler.
Yeah.
And then fashion became.
Then he borrowed like a teenage girl. Wasn't she his cousin?
Who?
His wife.
No, not Lisa Marie. That's his daughter.
Priscilla.
Priscilla Presley was his cousin?
I thought she was like a cousin.
No, I
know she was underage when they met.
Well, possibly.
But I think that was his cousin, bro.
I don't know. This isn't the Elvis Presley podcast.
I'm just saying, if you're going to call out gross people who stole music from black people.
Well, I mean, then we're going to have to get
to a lot of
people.
Let's talk about how they fucked their cousins, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody stole from somebody at some point. Why not? You know. I'm going to steal country music.
We should.
Yeah. Although I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with it. I could do it, but whatever. Hi. Welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast.
Awkwardly Social.
That's a new jingle.
Podcast.
That sounds like like I'm selling insurance in the 90s. Like an old jingle that's, yeah. I should have like an 888 number.
800-888. 8888.
Yeah, or like 1-800-AWKWARD. Oh, I should do it. Oh, it would have to be longer than awkward because that's not enough letters. But you know what I mean. Anyhow, thank you. My name is Jose Chavez, and then I have Ariel Washington coming back again.
What's up?
I opened the door, and she was just there. She's like, you know what? I heard you have beer. Yeah.
And this just meowing.
You know what? I really wish I had brought you up on stage on Thursday. Brought you up. Hey, shut up. I've been drinking.
He's been drinking.
Just a little bit. He's been drinking. I like to drink when I clean, you know?
Blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah.
There's a song for everything.
There is. But I mean, it's usually a song for alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs for alcohol. Mm-hmm.
If you like Pina Colada, I mean, that song's more about having an affair, but...
Yeah. No, yeah. That song is so fucked up.
That song is ridiculous. It's
about a dude that was, like, trying to have an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he gets there, realized that his wife was one step ahead of him. Already planned like she was, her affair.
Yeah, her affairs were in order. Like, she was...
He fucked up her affair plans.
Well, he responded to her ad.
Yeah.
Okay, so once upon a time, kids, there were these personal ads that people would put out for stuff, like a Craigslist kind of thing, but on paper.
Yeah, and this would go out to everyone in the neighborhood who paid for the paper.
Yeah. I mean, I like how casual they both are about the... You were going to cheat on me?
And she's like...
I was going to cheat on you.
Yeah, he was like, and I knew her smile in an instant.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
She was so pissed.
I wish there was a music video to that.
Let's make a music video.
We will. It sounds so like he's getting up in the middle of the night. It's like he checked his Tinder.
Yeah.
And like the modern day version would be he checked his Tinder, but she used like a different photo. So you wouldn't know that it's her.
I mean, I feel like the modern day would be like in one of those Facebook like groups in your city where you just see someone like, hey, what's up? If you like pina coladas.
Yeah. But can't you see their profiles and all that? Or is that like...
Well, she has a different profile.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean...
Or if it's just like a black picture or something. Or it's just like a picture of her chesticles.
Like, it's chestles? Her chesticles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know those angled shots where you can only see like the bottom of a chin and like the breasts?
That's...
And they're like, oh, I love my new necklace. And it's like, bitch, you're not trying to show
you
us
know
your
you're
necklace.
Not. Exactly. It always cracks me up. I just had this conversation this weekend about...
Dudes are like, this watch is great, but it's just them shirtless.
Yeah,
with their six packs out.
Or their penis. Just their watch next to their penis.
No, they always make their penis the star of the picture.
I was laughing at... I can't even remember who I was talking to about this, about the fact that, like, it always cracks me up when you see those like, moms who take a photo with their kid, but they're posing in it. Like, if you were to crop the kid out, it would just be her in, like, a sexy model photo shoot.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't have to poke your ass out on every single photo you take. Like, you don't have to always look sexy. Sometimes it's just like, this is me with my daughter, not like, this is my tits with my daughter. Like, it's just...
This is what feeds my daughter.
Yeah. My daughter fed on these. Do you want to see more? Well, you can't because I'm married.
Actually, I think that's better than the people who put, like, inspirational quotes and shit, mm-hmm. but it's, like, them looking like a whore.
Yeah.
Or like a dude looking like a douchebag, and it's like, believe in yourself, even if you're standing. This picture has nothing to do with that quote. Why do you have it up there?
It's, I don't know. It's.
Love each other, give to each other, respect each other. And then it's like them in a swimsuit. And it's like.
Yeah. I hate when you can when they sum up things that beautifully, like through thick and thin, we're together, through the ups and the downs, the left and the rights, like,
the beginnings and the ends.
We're with each other in the ups, down downs, left right, BA start. Like we are just there for each other. That's a cheat code.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. Stop it. You're not tricking anybody.
It's like a picture of their fucking toes next to a Starbucks cup, and it's like.
And why their toes?
Love yourself. You are made of stardust.
Yeah.
Just like a frappuccino and a fucking toe ring.
I know.
Looking at the sunset. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
People like doing that. They're like, we're made of the same material the stars are made out of.
We are.
We are, but we're also made out of the same material the poop is made out of.
We are.
It's, you know, it's like, I get it. You're picking and choosing what would matter. No, stop fucking doing everything in pastel colors. Your life ain't that good. Cut it out.
It's always these bohemian ass, like, stop it. You just became vegan like a week ago, Chelsea. Get over yourself.
Damn, Chelsea. She called you out.
I called you out, Chelsea.
Damn.
I call her Chills when she acts like that.
Yeah. Okay. But like, have you seen her lately?
No, I don't hang out with too many vegans. I like vegans. I think they're great. I don't hang out with the ones that are like, let me bring you over to my belief system. Because I believe that they're like churches. And I don't really vibe with churches either. I don't want someone preaching to me something.
I'll fuck with vegans, but but the vegans that are like, did you know Oreo is vegan? Like those kind of vegans.
Oh.
Like where they...
See, I like that. I'd be like, oh, Oreos are vegans? Cool. I can put that shit out at a party.
Yeah.
If I have vegans over. Exactly. That's dope. But when they're like, meat is murder and you're a murderer. I'm like, everyone's a fucking murderer because tomatoes are alive.
Yeah.
Before you eat them.
If grass said fuck on its way out, like you would feel really guilty about that. I mean,
if every time you ate a carrot, it was like, ugh!
Yeah.
Maybe you wouldn't eat a carrot raw anymore, you monsters.
What they should do is just like put videos of like people eating veggies and just like insert in the audio of the veggies being tortured.
As they're showing, like, people packing them into the grocery store, you just hear, like,
exactly. Although I think we're describing the premise of the movie Sausage Party.
Yeah, but better.
Yeah.
I didn't like the movie.
You didn't like it?
I wanted to, and I tried to, but I didn't.
Yeah. I
have to watch it again, but I probably won't like it again, because
I wish the swearing and all that had kicked in later. Like, I wish it had been a little more kid-friendly and then build up to what it was.
See, my other thing is I hated the ending. I thought that it was like...
You mean the food orgy?
Yeah. But the movie had, like, actual bits and pieces to it that could have been really good. It could have been a well-done, thought-out movie, but I think that they went more towards the shock and the gross-out humor than to actually make a real movie and have those elements in it. Yeah. It became just a this or that.
Well, you know, somehow they're able to open a portal to a reality where they find out that Seth Rogen is behind the whole thing. Like, that's an actual part of the premise of the film, is at the end they find out that they are a fictional character. They're fictional characters.
In the credits?
No, this is in the actual movie.
I missed this whole thing?
Look, after this, we'll hop on Netflix and I'll show you the ending. It is ridiculous. You might have forgotten all about it, but
I don't remember that shit at all.
It is so. It might be in the end credits, but I remember seeing this and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
In the end credits because I turned that shit off immediately when it was done. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Need to watch tortillas fucking.
Yeah. Although, I gotta say, it was a
category. Selma Hayek's character was. Hot as shit.
Like, what was she, like, a chimichanga or some shit?
She was something.
Yeah, I just, no.
And she was a lesbian.
Yeah, I don't know. But adding Selma Hayek to anything just makes it hotter. It's,
Selma Hayek is one of the hottest women.
I know.
Ever. My brother used to love that scene from Dust Till Dawn.
Like, when she would do that stripping?
Movie with the snake. He was like, my whole family of dudes was like,
yeah.
Who is that? I bet you guys are about to find out.
Yeah, I watched that movie with my dad and my step siblings, and I didn't know it was going to be a vampire movie. First of all,
I don't think I knew that when I went and saw it because I was so young. Mm-hmm. But I love Quentin Tarantino.
You saw it in the theaters?
I'm pretty sure I did.
That's awesome. I saw.
Yeah, my family didn't have many like. Instead of like saying you can't watch this because it's rated R, my mom would talk to us about what we watch and be like, that's fake shit. Mm-hmm. Don't go murder people.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing called parenting that she tried, and it really kept us from being psychopaths.
So you don't murder now thanks to your mom. That's a good thing.
I don't like see people jump off of a building on a film and think that I can do that and fly as well.
Well, I had a neighbor who thought that he could, and he broke his arm.
Was he on drugs?
No.
Was he on like LSD or something?
No, he just thought that if he wore a Superman hat, he'd be able to fly. And he put on his Superman hat, jumped off the second floor, broke his arm.
How old was he?
I mean, he was like 8. But still. But yeah, that's around the
that
time.
That wouldn't have happened to us. We would have been like, I'm not Superman.
Well, that's around the age that I watched like Dusk Till Dawn. So it was, you know, so I was watching this scene and I thought maybe I could become a vampire and hook up with Selma Hayek. I didn't know who Selma Hayek was. Selma Hayek wasn't even Selma Hayek at that point.
No, she wasn't. That was her introduction. Her coming out party.
And I was like, my voice changed. Watching.
Mine did too.
I was like, hey, what is this?
Hey, mom, who's that?
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, I feel different.
Is this hair on my chest?
Like, just like the three facial hairs that I've had my whole life just all shot out at once in that moment. I was like,
I think you blew your load on those three facial hairs.
I did. It was a whole nother situation. But, so it was, it like threw me off. I was like, I don't know who this is, but I love her. And then I saw her in like, that Antonio Banderas film, Desperado.
Yeah. And Once Upon a Time in Mexico, I think she's in that one.
Yeah,
but me and my brother used to argue over who was like hotter between her and the chick from Rush Hour 2. What's her name? Evelyn Sanchez? What is her name?
Sanchez is the right last name. I forget her first name. Rosalind Sanchez.
Rosalind Sanchez. I was close. Yeah. Evelyn Rosalind.
Yeah.
But Rosalind Sanchez, he was like, Rosalind Sanchez. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No,
Selma Hayek's been in our life since 1994. She's the hottest.
No, it's conflicting because they both have different qualities about what makes them hot.
I just love how curvy and just like.
Yeah, Selma Hayek had the
as a curvier woman, I was like, Selma Hayek represents more like what's.
But,
I am.
But at the same time, Rosalind Sanchez has what's the word that guys use when they what is it?
Vagina?
No. It's what they say when your look is a little foreign or it's a little
exotic.
There you go. She had kind of this exotic quality to her.
I think Selma looks more exotic. Maybe because she's more brown. Maybe it's because Rosalind's more pale and I lead to like less pale.
I think because Selma Hayek reminds me of a lot of people that I've seen in my personal life that she doesn't look as exotic.
Ah.
But, and
with Rosalind looking more Spanish. Rosalind
had more in the eyes, yeah. And so, and her booty be popping. That's what I recall.
She does have a nice booty.
Yeah. And, but one thing I was always upset about was like, I felt when they cast the movie Elektra, I was like, Rosalind Sanchez should have been Elektra. She should have been Elektra.
And then they should have written a good script.
Yes, exactly. But no, but she would have been a better one.
Yeah, she could have been a good one.
She would have been a great one. She would have fit the role better.
I don't buy Jennifer Garner as tough. I hate saying that.
Because she had just done, no, I agree with you. I feel like even she's a Alias soccer mom
and
all that
stuff, I just don't buy her as tough. Like, and I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from this, but I don't buy.
You would have gotten a hate mail if you had made this comment in the 90s, not now.
I don't buy like, no, for this one.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is tough. Like when she was Buffy, I was like, I could kick her ass.
Yeah, but I think that
I never looked at her as like, ooh, I don't think I watched a complete episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer once in my life. But yeah. I loved the movie that came out.
You know what? I will say this much: Sarah Michelle Gellar was definitely cast as a character that was like, because you expect somebody who looks physically threatening, but that was the whole point was that her strength came from like. A spell, so she doesn't look tough, but she is tough. There's a whole lore to it. If you're not gonna follow the whole lore, of course you're not gonna follow the show.
Hey, eyes roll. But Krista Swanson in the 90s, she looked fucking tough.
Oh no, Krista Swanson had fucking legs. Like she had that cheerleader body where she looked like she looked like if you cast like a volleyball player in an action movie, you'd buy it because their legs looked sturdy enough to be able to like. Pull off
that's
that action.
The kind of woman that should have been cast in that role. I'm sorry.
No, I accept it.
I was never a fan. People were like, Buffy the Vampire. And I was like, I've never seen an episode of that show. Not
I followed a it and Angel. Although I abandoned it as soon as Angel went over.
Never saw an episode of Angel either.
Oh, I've
seen
it.
Like scenes from the shows, but I've never watched a full episode. Never been interested.
That film, I mean, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But I mean, that show legitimately had moments where I was so taken back some of the scenes just having way more emotion, like when somebody sacrifices themselves and then in the end they have a very real like moment. There's one scene that fucking gets me where Angel is he's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And then this has nothing to do with
anything.
I know
who he is.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying he's like, I don't know why I'm talking about this on the podcast. But there's an episode where he and he becomes human for a day. And him and Buffy are about to start their lives together, and then they have to go back and change time because they have to rewrite history in that moment in order to be able to save some lives or whatever. But it means that the two of them can't stay together. And then right before history gets rewritten, she's like Buffy's like crying, and she's like, "No, I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I love you." And she's crying, and then time resets, and she's back to the argument they were having before. So she remembers none of what just happened. So we bought her like. Oh my God, she's really like missing him. She doesn't want things to change. But then history was changed in a moment to where she remembers none of it, but Angel remembers all of it. So Angel remembers the moment they had, and now they'll never have that moment again. And that got to me. I was like, as a teenager who was like in love every other day, I was like, oh, this speaks to me. I was like, I just started crying out for Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might edit
don't. I get why people love the show. I mean, I like Supernatural most of the seasons. There's a few in there in the middle where I'm like, they could have thrown this shit out.
Yeah.
So I get it. I just was never interested in Buffy. And for some reason, people who meet me assume that I was like a big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. They also assume that I love Glee and The Big Bang Theory. Hate those two shows.
I'm on the same page with you.
Everyone was like, oh my God, you got to watch this show. You're going to love it. I was like, yeah, what's it about? And they're like, it's about like people singing. And I was like, shit, I'd do that. I did that in high school. And I watched and I was like, this show sucks.
Well, it's because you can't relate to any of those characters.
And then Big Bang Theory, they're like, oh, you'll love this. You're a smart nerd. And I was like, oh, I love nerd shows. And I watched and I was like, I hate everyone on this show.
Yeah. It's a corporate version of nerds.
I
don't want
to watch it. I was like, this is not what nerds are. This is what stereotypical nerds are.
I think I probably would have liked that show more if it wasn't in a sitcom format. That's where they lose me. I can't do sitcoms anymore. Friends was probably the last sitcom I was able to
There's some that are good. Like that show Mom, I think is actually really dope. I actually like it. I thought I was going to hate it. I was not interested. And a friend was watching it, so I just happened to be watching it with.
Yeah.
And it's so well written, and Anna Faris and Allison Janney are so good, and they deal with stuff that a lot of sitcoms aren't talking about, like teen pregnancy and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, alcoholism and all that trauma, but they make it funny every time. And I was like, I actually like this show. It's a white bread show. Don't get me wrong. It's very white, but it's
I watched one episode. I was a little
Friends white.
Yeah. I was going to say, I watched one episode. I wasn't 100% on board with it. What's the other one that I wanted to bring up? Oh, this is bugging me.
What's it about?
I don't remember. That's the part. I just had it in my head right now. Oh, Two Broke Girls.
I
only watched it because I was a big Kat Dennings fan for a while.
I love Kat Dennings, yeah. But I actually in acting class, I'm an actress.
Boo.
We did scenes from that. My friend and I, we did the two main characters, and first I was playing the Kat Dennings character and she did the other one. We did a few scenes like that, and then he had a switch and do the opposite characters.
Yeah.
Which I actually had way more fun with Caroline. Yeah. Like, it was so much more fun to do something that was completely not like me. Because if I were to be cast and you were cast me, you'd probably bring me in for the Kat Dennings role.
Yeah. I wouldn't cast you, though.
Go fuck yourself. And you'd cast the shit out of me. But we were doing it, and I just, like, did not like the script. There were some funny parts and some things that could have been great. But you could tell they did the sitcom-y thing, like the Asian diner owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's too many stereotypes.
He's very stereotyped, and it's just like, what year was this made where you still got this fucking trope and you're like, he can't just be an Asian dude that owns a diner and not be like a fucking, you know, just like a little dude who's weird. He barely speaks English. He doesn't get many girls. He doesn't know how to be cool. I was like, are we done with this? Because there's some fucking dope ass Asian dudes out there, and I've met them. Yeah. And they've been out of my league. So let's not pretend that like Asian dudes are just walking around being like little datas.
But that's the problem with that format. The sitcom.
It has to be stereotypical.
It has to be a certain high energy kind of thing. Like even Tim Allen put it best, where he's like, it's not even about what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. Mm-hmm. It's you know, so you that kind of character, it lends itself to the punchline.
Yeah.
If it was somebody a lot calmer than that, it wouldn't read well in a live studio audience environment. That's why it would have to be a multicam kind of show where it's, you know.
Yeah, because when you get a whole bunch of people like together, they're usually pretty racist.
Exactly.
Like, and that's not just a bunch of white people. You get a group of people together and they're going to make fun of every group until their group comes around. Then they're going to be like, hey, shut up.
That's why I get every...
This isn't funny anymore.
I'm always offended when they start talking about black women. I'm like, this is my group. Please leave me alone.
I see you're trying to copy my hair, first off.
Yeah, I know.
Missing an important... Yeah, I got your text.
Yeah.
You're missing an important like piece of the puzzle.
What's that?
Black girl magic.
Black girl magic. What is black girl magic?
It's black girl magic. We're just magical.
No, oh, I see.
Like, I can be 14 different people depending on how I style my hair.
Oh, okay. That's true. It is sort of like, I mean, it's usually more height-based, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're a little taller. Sometimes you're not as tall.
Sometimes I can make myself look really young, or I can make myself look almost age-appropriate.
Well, you did look like that character from Matilda when you put your hair in a certain style once.
Fuck you. Lavender?
Yeah, you look like Lavender from Matilda.
I love Lavender. Loyal-ass friend. That's what everybody should be.
I know. She had a froggy voice, right? I remember. Oh, no.
That was a little boy. There was a little boy in there and had froggy voice.
I think it was her.
There was a little boy. I think He had glasses, a little white kid.
No, you're thinking of Little Rascals.
Am I?
Yes. Lavender had a froggy voice. No,
there was a boy like that, too. She didn't have a froggy voice. She found the newt, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
She didn't have a froggy voice.
Yeah, I know.
She had a sweet little voice.
I don't know.
She was adorable.
She was very adorable.
That was like one of the cutest kids I ever saw on TV. I was like, oh, my God.
You look like her friend. You look like Lavender, not as adorable, but, you know, you look like Lavender.
Go fuck yourself. I'm adorable as shit. Yeah. I look like Lavender grown up.
See, I can't really...
I could play... Oh, my God. Well, no, they'd probably cast the real chick.
I see. I can't play.
I can play a grown up Lavender.
I can do two different characters, Pugsley Adams or Machete, but fat. You know, like
it's, Pugsley.
Yeah, like I mean, with my short hair when I had short hair. If they pale you up a little
bit, well, no, you can do it. I'm not saying playing
that specifically specific character, but I'm talking about like that kind of like a little portly sort of the.
You could play Pugsley. Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
You'd have to probably shave the. Just the goatee part and leave the mustache.
You're talking about Gomez Adams?
No. I feel like Pugsley would grow up to be a lot like his dad.
Oh, that's true. He would have that
mustache.
So you just
keep the little flavor saver thing that you have that I see.
Yeah.
Which, you know how I feel about those.
Yeah.
And the mustache. And that would be the grown-up Pugsley with long hair.
Yeah. You know what?
Like he's like his dad, but just a little bit edgier. He's 2019.
2019 Pugsley? Like he checks his phone every 3 minutes?
Yep.
That would be disturbing. Or I could be Cousin It.
You could. My brother used to brush my hair around my hair, and like make me go around and act like Cousin It, and I was like, yeah, it was adorable, but also like Big Brother funny.
Yeah,
entertain me.
Big Brother funny is kind of the best, but it's also the worst because it's hard to tell the story where it's entertaining to anybody other than you. I told a story once about how my sister and I was giving her a ride somewhere, and then she's like, I want to drive. I'm like, okay, let's switch. We both got out of the car. We both were so excited that when we ran around the front of the car, we ran into each other and knocked each other on our asses. Now, you're laughing, and I appreciate you for laughing for that, but I've told that story a few times.
It's so funny.
I've told that story a few times to people who even knew my sister, and one of my favorite responses was like, hey, man, if you want to do comedy, don't ever tell that story again.
Oh, I like damn. It. Who said that to you? I'm going to fight them.
Oh, you wouldn't know. I worked with him in an office. He was in a comic.
Does he not exist anymore?
I don't remember his name. That's the thing. This is so long ago. This is
whoever
like,
said that to Jose, I'm going to find you.
You're going to find him? All right. He's a white boy, random white boy. I'm never going to find you.
They all look the same.
Try to find a random white boy out in Valencia. Like, you are just... That was needle like, in a haystack or haystack in a haystack.
That was the one thing about working at the country club, because you know when people are like, oh, all black people look the same, and I grew up in a pretty diverse place, so I can identify different races of faces and separate them and whatnot. But I was working there and they were like, we really want you to get to know these people's names. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I'm like good at getting to know people. It was just hundreds of old, white, bald dudes. And I was like,
You could not learn your names, could you?
I was like, I think that's this guy or this guy.
Yeah.
Or this guy. And there were like five names that like were almost the same. Just except call for them all
sir.
We couldn't. They wanted us to learn their fucking names.
Then just all call them
They wanted
them
to be like, yes, Mr. Such and Such, because they pay like thousands upon thousands of dollars to be there.
That's
so
true.
We should know their name, but they all look exactly like the same person.
Just go
I was
with,
like, oh, man.
Just go with Steve, and hopefully you'll be right.
No, we can't call them by their first names.
Oh, Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Last Smith. Name. Yeah, we had to do that. And sometimes I'd turn and be like, oh, it's Mr. Such and Such, right? And they'd be like, no, this. And I'm like, oh, what did I say?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Just mumble it. Just...
And they knew exactly who they looked like by
Ariel,
who I was
you should have faked an accent. You could have faked an accent, mumbled something, and then they would be like, well, that's your accent. She might be saying my name, but I don't want to be offensive and be
no, some of the names are really far off.
Yeah.
There was one moment where like a new worker, he was in the room and he's like, oh yes, this person wants to add this to their check. And we were like, who? And he was like, oh, it's the bald white dude. And I looked and there were literally three bald white dudes at the same table. I was like, hey, Michael, do you want to try again?
Yeah.
Go look in that room and try again. Pick a shirt color. And he was like, oh, blue shirt, white stripes. I was like, yeah, don't ever do that to us again. But it was one of those things where it's like, oh, it's an old white dude. And we were like, yeah, you want to narrow that down a bit?
Yeah, it's hard for me to do that. Because I don't use descriptors when talking about people. Like, I'm never like, oh, my black friend. Like, I don't do that. So So when it comes,
I got a lot of messages.
Huh?
From people that listen to your podcast that said you describe me as your black friend.
I describe you as my black friend?
They're like, yeah, Ariel's on here, my black friend.
First of all, I didn't even know you were my friend. No,
I'm just your black.
You're just my black.
Don't ever say that again.
You're my black.
This is my black. Excuse me?
Yeah, this is, let me introduce you to Ariel. She's black. She's not only that, she's my black.
She's my black.
Yeah.
Got her papers right here.
She's with me all the time. Like, I just, it's, when it cracks me, I was like, always like, I feel like everyone's always kind of tiptoeing on almost racist.
Yeah.
And,
but I wish people would, like, get over the idea of, like, being colorblind.
Yeah.
I don't want you to not see my color. I think I look dope. I think this color brown is great on me.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to hate me for it or, like, belittle me or, like, ruin opportunities for me. Like, you can see my color. Just don't be a piece of shit about it.
Oh no, I see your color plenty. You have a very dominant hue.
It's,
you
know, nice,
like, it's,
right?
It's, yeah, it's a, like, it's a good coat. It's,
and
a,
like, right now I'm a little pale. Don't tell Liz I said that. She gets so mad when I say I'm pale.
You, when you say you're pale?
Because she gets really pale. And she's like, you can't say you're pale. And I'm like, I'm pale compared to what I'm usually.
So you're pale in comparison.
I'm pale in comparison to my natural color. Yeah. Like, this is like a really, like, light.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a much more reddish hues in here around the summer, yellows, reds. It's going to be much more of a
rich umber
chocolate.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to this kind of like ashy chocolate. Gotcha. Like, you know when you don't eat the chocolate and you remember you have and then you open it and you're like, nah, I can't eat that.
That's, I've never had that experience. I will always eat the chocolate.
Even old spoiled chocolate?
Look, I've had many episodes where I should not have had that Nesquik, but I had that Nesquik.
I'm going to eat that Nesquik.
I'm going to fuck that Nesquik up. Like, I don't care if it's growing.
I don't care
growing.
What happens.
I don't care if it's growing green.
I'm the opposite. Like, if I know that milk is good usually on its expiration date. If the date you see on the box, or the box, on the carton
1940s
is the
milk.
Same as today,
yeah,
you're probably fine. And I know this 100%. But if I were to drink that milk and know that that's the day that it expired, I will get sick. I will throw up that day. 100%. If I know it.
So you cycle, you trick yourself into, you force yourself involved.
Yeah. If I see something and I'm not sure quite where the source is, my mind will be like, I don't know if I ate that, if that was good. I'll throw up. Only thing it doesn't happen for? Street meat.
Street
I can
meat.
Eat street meat in any country and be like, whatever, it's street meat. Nom, 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 nom.
I feel like that's the one time you might want to consider
probably,
the expiration date.
But I'm just like bacon-wrapped hot dogs on the middle of the street. Yeah, give me one.
$4.
With
milk,
my money.
With milk, you can tell when it's going bad. I feel like with meat, it just looks more like meat for a while.
As far as I'm concerned, they use the fire.
Yeah.
We're good.
I mean, if the meat looks like it started to grow back the fur that originally peeled off, like that's
then
when
I
you
wouldn't
want,
eat
yeah.
it. I tell them to cook it all the way through. One chick tried to give me like half done bacon. I was like, nah, bitch, give me that one in the back.
Yeah. I fuck with medium rare. That's how I do everything.
But when I go to like other countries and I'm just walking around, someone's like, do you want to buy this? I'm like, yeah, give me this meat. I don't know what this is. What is this? I don't care. Put some extra cheese on it. Mm. I'll eat street meat in any country.
I will not. I mean, but I've also haven't been to any other country, so maybe when I'm there, I might change my mind and just be like, just put all your meat in my mouth, please.
Yeah, if you say that, you do well at the clubs.
Yeah, probably. Look,
people buy you lots of drinks.
I mean,
you don't even have to go through with it. Just say something accidentally like, oh, it's an innuendo.
They're
gonna buy you so many drinks. If you're like, oh my God, did I just say that? I didn't mean that.
I had.
Oh, let me just give her free drinks just in case she did mean that. And then you leave at the end of the night.
I mean, innuendos are the best, especially when you spread your legs, you know, like.
Your comedy advice? I tried.
Yeah. I was so, after that conversation happened.
You were mortified, weren't you?
And I'm not even easily mortified. I think the problem wasn't even the fact that I said that. My problem was the fact that I couldn't remember the terminology I was trying to use.
I thought you were trying to say spread your wings.
No, not spread your wings wasn't even what I was going for. What I was going for was like...
Stretch your legs?
Stretch your legs.
Yeah.
There you are. Thank you so very much because I was trying to spread your legs.
Oh, you didn't know until right now?
Until right now. that's what I was trying to say. So I was trying to give Ariel advice about putting together like a set. And I was, the advice was to condense her material as much as possible. She was talking about how her materials is more long format story. And my response back was to that was like, well, compress it for now so that way you can have more jokes in. And then, you know, once you sort of get comfortable, then you can stretch your legs is what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. And I said, get your, you know, get 5 minutes together. And then when you get comfortable, spread your legs.
Yeah. And just to make this even more embarrassing, it was me, Jose, and his wife in the car. Yeah, I love her. She stood up for me. I was like, yo, take care of him for being inappropriate.
Yeah, I was struck.
Because women got to stick together.
Yeah, I was struck that night. So that was fun.
That was hilarious. Yeah. I was like, damn, I've been doing the opposite way. I've been spreading my legs and then making jokes about it.
No, it's funny. You know, because I'm not one to catch it when the thing's going on, there were certain comics that I booked that I won't name. That were known for they would spread their legs for stage time.
Ew.
And I did not.
What kind of men are these?
Men. No, but they would. Yeah, yeah.
Did you just picture a dude on his back with his legs spread?
Yeah, I see him picking up a pen and being like, "I'm gonna be down here for a while. If you want to do something,"
penis just flopping on his stomach.
Oh, honestly,
it doesn't reach that high. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? But I can't.
You're like, what kind of giant penis is this?
Well, I'm picturing a giant penis because I'm picturing the dude bent over and arching, and somehow his penis is able to touch his stomach. I feel like you and I were picturing different positions.
Yeah, I was picturing spreading, like, so you lay on your back and you spread.
Oh, see, I didn't go for that at all.
What the fuck were you? Where were you?
I said he was bending down to pick up a pencil.
That's not spreading your legs. That's bending over and taking it.
And spreading your legs in the process. That's how you pick. How do you pick up pencils? Don't you spread your legs a little bit to do it?
No.
Okay, that I guess it's probably just for fat guys.
I dip down like a lady and bend at the knees and grab it side saddle style and stand up.
You just do the bend and snap.
I'm a classy bitch.
Okay. Yeah, that's way better. That's way more respectful.
I don't put my legs 3 feet apart and then just go, ugh.
That's how I do everything. That's how I sit on airplanes. I'm not even that tall and I spread my legs like if I don't have enough room in front of me.
After I did your podcast the last time, I started getting a bunch of friend requests on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
But my dumbass forgot that I did your podcast. I'm like, who the fuck are all these people? And I was like, oh.
Were they dudes?
Awkwardly social, awkwardly social, awkwardly social. There was a few. There was a few girls, too.
Oh, okay.
But mostly dudes.
Uh-huh.
A couple of them, I was like, oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Definitely accept that ad.
Yeah.
But
did you get any pics?
Dick pics? No.
No.
No one wants to pay for them. You know, now that I've set up this business, I don't get dick pics anymore. Guys, like, I know how much this costs.
Next time a dude sends you a picture, not even mentioning the podcast, send him an invoice.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Send him an invoice.
That's my new business. Yeah. If someone sends me a dick pic, I'm pinning that to my page.
Yeah.
And it's like, if someone sends me a dick pic, I am absolutely 100% going to invoice them.
Yeah, here's what you do. You create a PDF spreadsheet. Like a data thing where you punch in what the total cost is, make checks payable to, you can select payment through this, and then have like a little preview icon of the dick pic, send mm-hmm. it to them so they see that there, and they're like, oh shit, she means business. Mm-hmm. Here's my Venmo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not gotten...
And like I said, if they send me one without telling me beforehand, I'm just mm-hmm. going to consider it tier 4 and okay. charge them $150, $200.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're reaching...
And I'm going to send them their dissertation. Like gotcha. Everything that I felt about their dick.
Yeah. Here's what you do. If my followers started following you, but they didn't send you any pictures, hit them up. Send them a DM and be like, what the fuck? Where are them pics at?
No. I don't want dick pics.
Oh, I
see. But if I get them, I want to be paid for
it. I feel like you want them just so you get the money for it.
No.
No? You're not trying to set up some seed money for a new vacation? No.
This is just an extra side business. You don't want to go... If I get the dick pics, then...
Yeah,
I just feel like guys should know there's an option. You don't have to send your dick pics to a chick that's going to file charges.
Yeah.
Send them to me and pay me. And someone will have seen your dick.
I just randomly remembered that there was a girl in high school that would show her. She had some amazing breasts. I found out
mine are amazing this week.
You found out they were amazing? Like, yeah, you were walking by the mirror? Oh, okay.
And you know, like, that 2 minutes you're in the shower where you're just marinating?
Yes.
In the water?
Uh-huh.
And I was like... playing with my boobs like girls do.
Uh-huh.
Trust me. Girls play with their boobs. And I put my hand underneath and then I put the other hand over.
Oh, and
I was
like,
oh, my breast perfectly fits into my hands. And I saw the space in my hands. I was like, that's not a bad size. Because my tan lines make them look smaller because it like visual, you know, optical illusion.
Sure.
And I'm like, look at him. I'm like, I got little boobs. And I'm like, these are okay. I like little boobs. But then I like saw the true magnitude of my breasts and I was like, good job, me.
Quick shout out to my genetics.
I was like, I like these. I'm happy with these results and I love myself. And I think every girl with every size boob should just feel like that.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether or not they're like big or small, because I didn't even specify that this girl had big ones. I just said,
even if they're
great
saggy.
Ones.
I'm just saying mine are great for me. If they're saggy, yo, your boobs are dope.
Yeah.
If they're tiny, your boobs are dope. If you don't have them, dope ass boobs.
You can be as. Going back to the Selma Hayek thing, yes, she has some big old boobs, but that's not what the point is.
They're not even that big. They're just great.
They're really great. So going back to the girl from high school, she was showing her boobs to raise money for her boyfriend's like camping trip. I want to say it was probably even a medical thing, but I really highly doubt that because it would have been probably more margin than that. But she was raising money, so she was showing everyone her boobs in exchange for money at school.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
If anyone were interested in my boobs.
Yeah.
But I have one weird boob, so.
You have one weird one? What does that mean?
This is a common thing with women.
One is bigger than the other?
No. That's absolutely everyone. One's a little bigger. I have an inverted nip.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, well, I named them Willy. This is the normal one. And Wonka is the one that's a little off. And then I'm the chocolate factory. And I love that wonky boob so much because it's mine.
You're describing it also sounds like if you were to look at
boob.
You.
It's the fun
if,
boob.
If you were to look at you, it'd be kind of like looking at Popeye where one eye is closed, you know?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Dudes, the funniest thing is about dudes is like when they're, you know, you're hooking up with them and you tell them like, this one's a little wonked. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is my favorite. And I'm like, you don't have to say that. I know you don't like this as much as the other one. They're like, no, this one's more difficult. And I'm like,
difficult?
Yeah, because it like takes a little extra for this one to be like, I'm ready for the party.
Oh, gotcha.
The other one's like ready to go all the time. And they're like, I like this one the best. I'm like,
like when this one's working, that's when you know. Yeah,
that's
so funny.
That's when you know I've excited you. I'm like, no, maybe I'm just a really good actress.
I wish I had more interesting nipples.
I think your boobs are great.
Thank you very much for that. I get compliments on them all the time. Quite often.
I bet, especially with that long hair from the side.
You know what? Often it happens where random people will randomly squeeze my boob. And I'm like, yes, I get it. I have man boobs. I dig that. And they're like, oh, they're really nice. I was like, thank you.
Welcome to my life on public transportation.
That's true. I'm going to start the new Bus Chronicles, but it'll be with me and dudes just squeezing my boobies.
Have you ever been hit on? Like, has anyone ever said anything to you from behind? Like, yo, baby. And then like you turn and they realize you're a dude and they're like, ah.
No, but it's usually like the service industry that mistakes me for a woman. Like, I'll be right with you, ma'am. sir. Like that happens.
I've done that so many times.
It's great. Back when Nick Guerra had his long hair.
He used to get hit. Yeah. I was asking because Nick Guerra told me that he used to get hit on. Like guys would be like, yo, what's up, baby? He turned around like, what the fuck? And they'd be like, how dare you? And he's like, they're like, get a fucking haircut. I'm like, oh, they're mad at you because they're sexually assaulting you.
Well, look at me from behind. I don't look like a woman from behind.
Says you.
I mean, I have a bit of an ass, but that, you know, it's like.
You have 0% ass.
What? That is not true. This is all ass right here.
That is a long ass back.
The point is, I look like everything around me is pretty big. That's why my ass looks smaller, but I can assure you.
But Nick Guerra, like, guys would be like, yo, what's up, baby? And he'd be like, what? And
he
be
has
like,
a small
get
frame.
A fucking haircut. Yeah. He was like, why are you mad at me?
I've never had that happen to me like that. At least I don't think so. I've never been mistaken by a dude trying to hit on me. You know what did happen to me, though? Is from the side when I'm driving my car, when I drive my truck, I've had like a dude roll his wheel, like turn up, look over at me smiling, see me, and then go, he'd be like, just kind of get real serious all of a sudden, realizing he was like kind of eyeing the wrong person, like, oh shit, that's man. That's a dude. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, and the truck has happened, but never like walking or anything. Although I should wear more form-fitting clothing. Maybe it might happen then.
Yeah, you should wear like a skirt set or something.
A skirt set?
Wear like a crop top.
I will do that. I'm going to do that. Are you going to want any more of this?
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Are we still recording?
We are.
Oh, cool.
Sorry. I walked away to serve myself more alcohol. I apologize.
No, but seriously, like, guys are funny. Like, no one... I gained confidence in myself when I realized that no guy gives a shit what your tits look like as long as you let them touch them. Mm. And I was like, oh, guys are easy to understand.
Yeah. It's weird.
Did you just water down your rum?
Did I water it down by pouring some Coke in there?
Oh, was that Coke you poured in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I was worried about you because that water pitcher was right next to you. And I was like, yo.
No, I just took it from the from the In-N-Out glass. No,
I was about to roast you in front of all your fans.
In front of all my fans? They'll my numbers will drop?
Nah. Mm. I was about to roast the shit out of you.
Real quick, so.
No, like your fans hit me up and I wanted to say thank you to everyone who liked what you heard and thought, mm-hmm. Oh, I want to see this girl's mediocre pictures too.
Yeah.
Love you. And I think you're great, and I'm going to take better pictures for you guys.
Yeah, she'll post pictures of her boobs so you guys can see, and we will vote on them.
Just the cleavage. I'm not going to show you the wonky nip because you guys haven't earned it.
That's funny. See, my problem is that I have, like, oversized nipples.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All nipples are beautiful.
Yeah, no, mine are not. They are too big for me.
Do they look like pepperonis?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, I have fucking big-ass nipples, and it's really...
Hey, areolas.
Areolas. There you go. Yeah, so they
like, called me Ariel in high school.
I know. I think I said that to you once and you did not take kind to that.
It's a rare insult that can get to me, but for some reason Ariola gets under my skin.
Yeah. It's
I think because it fakes out, it makes it sound like you're about to say my name, Ariel, and then you add that little extra and I'm like, go fuck yourself.
What if it's like Ariel? Ah. Like that.
That sounds like Jeff Goldblum saying my name. So
that's,
I'm like,
that's what
happy
I was going
about
for.
It. Ariel. Ah.
So, Ariel, huh?
Oh, my God.
I could picture Jeff Goldblum talking to you, stammering his way through it. There's a je ne sais quoi about you.
If that man like, weren't married with a child.
I just heard a podcast he did with Conan O'Brien. And the guy oozes sex in that episode. It's a very 100%. Homoerotic. He talks so openly about sexuality on that episode. And I want to be more open about it because I've been accused or been told I'm a bit of a prude. But that's because I'm not a person.
I can see that. When I see you, I don't think like, oh, we're going to talk about fun sex stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a person who leans on sexuality because it's like.
You should, though. Well, that hair.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So I have like these two very polarizing things because. So I was talking to my therapist about some problems that I was having. And
I should get a therapist, but I can't afford it.
Yeah. Get insurance. Yeah, bum. No,
I can't get insurance. Well, I just quit my job, so my insurance, like, I could have got... Even my therapy would have been so expensive on insurance. I was like, I'll just smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much easier than paying someone. Like, I'll just hang out and talk to my friends.
Look,
who love
you
me.
Tell me your problems, and then I'll go talk to my therapist.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, picture for the next hour, I'm a young woman. A young...
Let's just say I'm like a young African-American female.
Yes.
What
think
would you
me,
think about these?
Think of me ebonically. You know, like, but I was talking to my therapist a long time ago because I had such an uneasy upbringing when it comes to like sexuality, because I grew up in an environment where it wasn't promoted to me. Mm-hmm. And I got a very sort of like limited scope as to like how guys were. And when guys would talk about sexual conquest, it was such a foreign concept to me. So then I also had depression, and I had a lot of things where I blamed myself for a lot of things. I always thought that I had some kind of addiction, like I had an addiction issue, because that is something that is somewhat prevalent in my family, but that doesn't like afflict everybody. So mm-hmm. It wasn't my thing. But I, for the longest time, self-diagnosed myself as a sex addict because sexuality was so unhealthy for me, because I had both abuse and trauma as a child that eschewed the whole concept of it. So that I didn't fully understand what it was, and I didn't have anybody properly educate me on it, with the exception of like, you know, sex ed in class, and they don't get too much into it. They just show you how to put a condom on a banana, kind of stuff, and show you some anatomy, but not the fine tuning between or navigating the sexuality and also sexual maturity. Mm-hmm. So I think over time, because I was always so like, I don't swear in front of my mom, I don't do certain things, that like I try to keep myself in a very sort of like limited capacity.
I finally start saying fuck in front of my mom, and she doesn't care. Like, I test that boundary. As long as I'm not like saying like fuck you, mom, she'd murder me because she's black. Black
what?
Black moms will kill you if
so
you disrespect them. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I know about the chancla. Like,
my mom.
We had the sandal too. We had the all kinds of things, but.
She'll hit you with that do-rag?
Recently, no, not the okay. do-rag. She wants it to hurt. Black parents make you pick your own weapon like it's fucking Mortal Kombat or some shit. Like, you're just sitting there in fucking Call of Duty picking out your weapon. And I was the smarter of, like, a lot of kids in my family because they'd pick the thin, like, switch or belt thinking, like, oh, it's smaller. And I was like, nah, fuck that. Give me the one that looks like a wrestling championship belt.
Yeah.
I want this to hurt you as much as it's about to hurt me because you have to hold this motherfucker. And my mom would have this big belt in her hands. And she could only hit you a couple times with it because it's annoying to hold. And I'd be like, yeah. I'll take my licks, but I'm picturing, not gonna fucking go down.
I'm picturing the kind of belt that like you took it off of Viking and
my mom had big ass Texas belt.
Like they skinned the dragon or some shit and they were like, this is gonna fucking hurt everybody.
She's like, go bring me a belt, and I'd bring the most awkward to hold belt. Like, here you go.
You take the bumper off of the car, like that kind of like big ass. Yeah.
I knew that she was like pissed, but also proud of me, like good work, kid. Like, my mom, you're thinking I'd pick like a whole fucking branch of a tree. I wouldn't pick a switch. I'd pick like a big ass thing that you have to hold with two hands. But like, let's go for it, Sonny. You want to beat me and hurt me? Let's see how strong you are.
My mom needed the skin on skin contact for it. She needed us to know. Like, she needed her skin cells to kind of be left on our skin and vice versa. Like, if they needed to grasp
it. The lesson was, like, transferred into your body from her body.
Exactly. Like, she made sure that all the nerves were hit just right to know that you know not to fuck with that shit anymore.
Oh, my mom had this, like, kung fu grip is the only way I could, like, she would hold it, like, backhand almost like this, where she'd have your hand to where she could beat you, and if you ran in a circle, she was just ready. It was like I don't believe in spanking children.
Yeah.
And my mom and I have argued about that, you know. I don't mind the spankings I got. I just don't think there's a need for them. I think that every spanking I got, I didn't learn the lesson from the spanking. I learned it from the situation surrounding it. So I was like, I don't believe in spankings, but I really do feel like even though I got those spankings, like, I can remember every situation for which I got a spanking. I didn't get much. I was, like, a good kid. I was a swear. My brother was the one that got all the spankings. But it was just, like, I think my mom knew after a certain age, like, I don't have to spank her. She's not a bad kid. I'm just afraid that my kid's gonna get hurt in some kind of way.
Yeah.
And that's safe for a parent, and especially like what we were talking about earlier in the Black culture from slavery. It's like, if you didn't beat your kids to teach them a lesson, the master was going to do a lot worse. So I think the culture in Black people is to spank your kids. And I'm just like, my mom and I've gotten into arguments, but she knows that when it comes down to a choice, I'm going to pick the one that's harder for both of us. Like, I'm going to get that belt that's like, oh, this has like little rhinestones in it. Yeah, hold this. Hold this while you do this punishment. Yeah. Like,
see, I didn't know it was a cultural thing for a long time because I didn't even know that it was a cultural thing until like somebody would be like, your mom spanked you? Like, how offended they'd be by that?
I don't think Latin or Black cultures would have spanked their children if not for slavery and colonization.
I think
taps on the like, don't do that, you know, are different than like, pick out your weapon.
I would disagree, but at the same time, I don't know enough of like how reprimanding was
before.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, but I feel like life reprimanding back in the days was probably a little more permanent, like execution kind of shit.
I think back in the day, you watch someone make a mistake and you're like, oh, you get eaten by a fucking tiger if you make this mistake. Yeah. I'm not gonna make that mistake.
Exactly. And also, I got it the least out of my siblings because I was the only one that like, not like I behaved, but because my impulse was never to misbehave. Like, I did think, if I did something, it was mostly just because I wanted to be part of, like, the, I was like, well, they're having fun. Why not have fun with them? But it was never because my first instinct was to do the wrong thing.
That was me. I was a good kid. I was a smart ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ask anyone, like, if they said something or a bully was bullying me, I would have the best comebacks. I'd probably still get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
But I'd have the best come. They're probably still thinking about the shit I said years later, and I'm not thinking about that ass whooping. But I was just a good kid. I just learned from a young age. I think the first time I learned it was when I broke a glass at the house.
Yeah.
And I had to be around 7, maybe 8. I want to say 6 or 7. And I broke a glass, and I was like, fuck, I'm about to get my ass whooped. And so I went to my mom. I cleaned it up. I went to my mom. I showed her the evidence. I was like, hey, I broke this glass. I'm so sorry. And my mom was like, it's okay. I'm glad you told me. And she helped me make sure that I knew how to clean it up completely, not just the big pieces, but make sure I got all the glass, the small shards, and put it away. And I didn't get my ass beat. And that was the first lesson. And if I'm honest with my mom, I stand a better chance.
Yeah.
And she'll respect me for at least stepping up to the plate and being like, I know this is probably going to get me an ass whooping, but this is what I did.
Yeah.
And from that point on, we had the kind of relationship where I was always just 100% honest with my mom. When I lost my virginity, I was honest with my mom. When I was even thinking about it, when I was, there were no secrets between us, because at that young age, she showed me, if you're honest with me, at least you won't get punished. I may not be happy about what you did.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to punish you, because you, you know, standing up to something you did is the hardest thing. So in my teen years, I just had that kind of moral compass where I was like, nah, dude, like my friends would be like, why don't you just date this boy and then not tell your mom? And I was like, fuck you guys. Like, I know that my best life is lived when me and my mom have an open, honest relationship. And then that summer I went to fucking Europe. My mom helped send me to Europe with my school trip because she trusted me. And I just think that that, even though she's like still brought up in the culture of like spankings and shit like that, that she doesn't even realize that she raised me to understand that like you don't need spankings. Like this kind of respect is what I'm looking for as a child, and this is the best way to raise me.
She didn't learn from you as much as you learned from her.
Yeah. And I think that she doesn't even realize how far she strayed from the way her mother raised her and her kids until I was telling her, like, no, you didn't. I learned zero lessons anytime you beat me. The one lesson I learned was the one time you didn't. And I knew if I was honest with you, I would not get spanked or punished for it or judged, which is the big thing for kids.
What do you think of the video that there's a couple that are out there? I think one is parodying the other, but where a mother is trying to feed her kid some food and the kid says no. And then so she tries to offer some food to a little toy. The toy says no. Supposedly, like, she shakes it like it says no. And she beats the living ever fuck out of the toy. Like, she smacks the toy around like this. She puts the toy down. And then she offers food to her kid. And the kid takes the food because it's like, oh, I'm not going to fucking deal with that shit. Do you think there's a lesson? Would you be okay with your mom if she showed by example?
I think that's mental manipulation and it's torture. And it's still teaching your kid to eat when they're not fucking hungry.
Yeah.
If your kid's not hungry, don't force them to eat. If they're hungry, they're going to ask for food.
Yeah.
If you feed them at certain times a day and say, no, no, this is dinner time, eat your food, that's different. But if you're trying to like force your kid to eat and they legitimately don't want food, why would you go to threatening them and not thinking like, is there something medically wrong? Are they sick? Do they have like a, is there some, like to literally threaten them? Now they're going to have a violent relationship with food, which food is one of the most amazing things in this world. It's one of the reasons to live.
I mean, I'm only hanging out with you today because it meant getting some burgers.
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's nothing better than food. I think food, and this is an unpopular opinion, food better than sex. Oh. Food has never disappointed me to the point where I've like
food cried. Is more important than sex. I want to say it's better.
It's not more important because sex is like procreation.
Well, sex, but what I'm saying is
you can't live beyond your.
I know, but what I'm saying is you can technically live without sex. It won't be the healthiest life, but you definitely can't live without
your
food.
Your bloodline can't live.
Yeah.
So what's more important, legacy or just immediate survival?
I think immediate survival.
Are you sure?
I mean, if I have
you could impregnate someone today and then die at the end of the night and your seed lives on.
That's true. No, don't get me wrong. I understand the importance of, especially because it was like built into me about wanting to pass along my bloodline to, you know, to future generations. I get that and I understand that the importance of that. But what I'm saying is like, if I died without a kid, having a kid, I didn't die because I didn't have a kid. I died because, you know, like if I died from starvation or something without food, you don't have the energy to be able to like, what's the point of having another generation of kids if there's no food to provide?
True. See, they coexist.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's beautiful. But I just feel like, I don't know. It's just like when I think of food and sex, I was like, food has disappointed me far less than sex has.
You know what? You know what sounds amazing?
Food has given me a good time. What, way more often than sex has.
What about having sex while having food?
Yeah, that's the dream.
That's like having sex just... Here's
this week's challenge to your listeners, because I already got the followers from last time.
Okay.
If you like having sex and eating food.
Yeah.
But preferably at the same time, like, add me.
But here's what I'll say.
If make you're sure, hot, make add me make and sure. send a message, because I'm awkward and I don't know which of you hot dudes that added me from that last podcast are like interested or just like hot dudes that added me.
Yeah. Well,
and I want to know who I can creep on.
Okay, fair enough.
Because there were some lookers in there that I was like,
oh, are you saying I have good looking followers?
You do.
That's funny.
You do have some good looking followers.
That is funny. I
was like, who is this? Like, why is he adding me? Is this a bot? Oh, Awkwardly Social Podcast. It's not a bot. This is a real dude who's hot, and I think you should slide in my DMs.
Why won't they slide in my DMs? Hot dudes.
They don't slide in my DMs, too, but I hear I'm intimidating. That's what I hear.
You're not intimidating.
That's what people tell me. They say, you're intimidating. I'm like, like my friend says, my friend Arlene, am I intimidating or are you intimidated? Because yes. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Am I intimidating because I'm such an overbearing person, or are you like, that chick doesn't take bullshit and I'm intimidated because I have to be real?
I would say that you're strong. You're definitely a strong person.
And any man who's intimidated by a strong woman is not the man I should be with.
Exactly. So I am not intimidated because I have no problem with you being strong.
Don't act tough in front of your followers.
Hey, look, I got a boo-boo the other day.
By my fake knife.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I pictured the knife, by the way. You were close enough
to... I could throw this.
That's true.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm up for an upgrade, so it wouldn't really cost me much.
She was threatening to throw her phone at me, or her old-ass phone. You want to see a really old-ass phone?
This is not old. This is a Samsung S7.
I don't know what that means.
And I'm not going to trade. Well, the 10 is out, but like 8, 9, and 10 came out like immediately after each other. And fuck you guys. I'm not going to change to a new phone until this phone breaks. That's what I did with my last phone.
I mean, mine is a 6.
When that breaks,
yeah,
I'll get a new phone and I'll usually be ready for an update. So I'll get it for free. I'm not going to sit here and pay like $1,000 for a phone.
So
that's stupid.
So over not this weekend, but last weekend, there was a lot of like cleaning going through the garage. Throwing
by
a lot
last
of stuff
weekend,
away,
he
donating.
Means like today.
No, like last this morning. Week. You shut up, Ariel.
I'm sorry.
I'm tired.
You told me that you were cleaning this morning.
No, this morning I was cleaning in the apartment so that when you came over, it didn't look like the cats had the weekend to themselves, which they pretty much did.
Oh, yes,
and
the
left
cats.
Their shit everywhere.
Let's blame the cats.
Shut up.
Just blame the
so,
cats. They can't speak for themselves.
While going through
the
car, the garage, I found in an old box this old phone.
Why?
With
Nokia.
Buttons.
Does it have
with
snake
buttons.
On it?
I don't know. So,
I remember when I first got my first QWERTY keyboard, so, and I was like, yo, I can type. Oh, this isn't even QWERTY. This is pre-QWERTY.
It's an old-ass phone. It's
Is that how you say it? QWERTY?
Yeah,
that's
QWERTY.
How I've been saying it.
QWERTY, yeah.
I don't even care if it's not the right way. I would have said it that way.
No, but it's QWERTY. Don't call her over. She's going to jump on your shoulder when you least expect it.
You say that like I don't want that.
No, it's way more painful than you think.
I've had a cat. I know how their claws feel.
I understand.
That's just their way of telling you that they love you immensely.
I don't know if that's true.
It is. They dig their claws in so you remember them.
Yeah. So this phone is super old.
My cat, and it was a boy cat, mind you.
Uh-huh.
But he used to, and I'm sorry for the male fans. I'm about to talk about something female, so like suck it up. But when I was on my period, yeah, right? I would be sitting there watching TV and like in the worst pain of my life, and my cat would jump up and sit like right on my like if I'm like
uvula.
Sideways, like right between my like uterus and my stomach.
Uh-huh.
And he'd just purr. And he would do that. The entirety of the time while I'm petting him, he would just purr. And for some reason, it made it feel better. Like the vibration or whatever cured my cramps. And I would just be sitting there with my cat. And as soon as like my period was over and I was feeling like a happy person, my cat would be like, oh, you're good? Okay, cool. Fuck off. And it was just like, oh, he's such a sweetheart, but he's a dick. Like my cat was an asshole. But that one time a month he was always clutch, and it's like he could sense that I was in pain.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm like, anyone who hates cats can go fuck themselves, because cats are dope as shit. Well, you know, love dogs too, but cats are dope.
Did you know that cats are actually, they say that cats purring is actually healing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I know it. He would sit right here and he would purr, and it would be continuous. And the vibration of it, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It made it go away, and I just like have a good time. I just pet my cat. He'd sit there for hours with me. And then when I was fine, he'd be like, okay, fuck off, bitch.
So if you want to get back in shape, well, here's what you do. You put two cats that are purring cats on your shoulders.
This won't work.
And then you just do squats.
Nope. But if you have cramps, have a cat. Okay. They can sense when you're in pain, and they come and they relieve your pain. And that's what's amazing about cats.
Don't get me wrong. I know
people
this.
People who don't like cats.
I have two cats.
Are crazy.
They come and they comfort me every time I...
when you're sad, they know it.
Yeah. When I'm hungry, they know that I'm going to eat one of them. So they run away.
My cat, when I was sad, and even if it was like no one could tell I was sad, my cat would like sit on my chest and like nuzzle my neck and my chin. And I'm just like, you know me. You can see the truth. Cats are the best. Who doesn't like fucking cats?
I don't like fucking cats.
I love cats. Okay. I think they're dope as shit.
The cats are awesome. I love dogs. I have two.
I like dogs. I love dogs so much. But cats, man.
I was just warning you because I have had guests freak out when she jumps on their shoulders.
Why?
Because they were not expecting.
There's nothing better than a cat jumping on your shoulders.
Did she
jump from the ground to up here? Yeah.
And
the hops, this cat should be in the NBA.
So she actually jumps.
Which one does it, though?
The darker one. The one with the mostly black.
Coco?
Fur. Yeah.
I know their names.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Coco and Reese, right?
Okay, Coco, yes. Oh, so you do know.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know
you have that. A name, Coco.
Yeah, so don't stop saying her name. She's going to come to you.
Coco.
No, you're going to regret that, just so you know.
Coco.
Okay.
She's no, they're knocked out. They have no idea.
I'm thankful for that. It's annoying when they start like giving attention to the guests.
To you.
Yeah.
To me, it's a dream whenever.
Yeah.
When Reese comes up to me and she's like, cool.
Yeah.
That's when I
But
know.
That's because she's so.
That's
it's
when
so
I
rare.
Know that like I'm loved.
Yeah, when she does it, but yeah. She's the world's most affectionate cat. She's just really shy. Once she gets to know you, she like loves you.
Coco, every time I come over here, she's like, "You're the best."
She knows.
I love you.
Okay, so I'll describe it. Coco is the girl who like when you first meet, she's like, "Oh my god, I love your dress," like that, and then she's like sizing you up, and then she eventually stops liking you. The other one is like the girl who's shy in school, and she like wants to say something, and then once she does, she really bonds with you.
But Coco has never failed me. Like, maybe I'm just dope as shit, and both your cats like me.
I mean, okay, yes.
They both like me.
They both like you, fine, whatever.
And Coco hasn't wavered in like how many years now?
I don't know.
Like five, six?
Three.
It's got to be like five.
Two?
No, I worked at Flappers like 5 years ago, bro.
I know. You used to come over when you and Liz had a podcast.
Yeah.
That's
right. We used to rent your equipment for free.
I know. I was like, you never paid for it. You just showed up and I record. I produced your podcast.
We're still renting, no matter what the cost. If I get public storage and the first month is $0, I'm still renting that storage unit.
Go fuck yourself. This is what you're renting. You show up with your old shit.
That was the deal.
Okay, that explains why I have so many like old clothes of yours.
That's why you have all my shit.
Yeah. Like I open my drawers, all my clothes is gone. It's just
I'm
yours.
I'm renting for free.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Yeah. No,
you
you're right.
You don't get to copy my hairstyle and then not give me anything.
First of all,
return.
You copied mine.
Lies.
You used to straighten your hair,
mine,
do all these things to try to make it look like mine.
And then I cut it, and you had a chance to change your hair, and then you cut yours.
I did not. I've had long hair for 3 years.
Your hair would be down to your back. I've had long hair for 4 years.
I only cut my hair to donate it.
How dare you? My natural hair anniversary was 4 years ago.
I don't remember.
No, 5 years ago.
Your eyes got so big just then. Like,
my
goodness.
They're always big. They're giant anime eyes.
A little bit, yeah.
I have big eyes and big hair and big lips and big cheeks.
Okay.
I'm like a fat face. I'm like a Cabbage Patch doll.
You're not a fat face.
I'm a Cabbage Patch Doll.
You do have big teeth, though.
I do. Yeah. Good teeth, too.
Yeah.
My family has great teeth.
So mine doesn't. I'm the only one in my family that has, like, that didn't need braces.
That's like one of, I wanted braces and I couldn't have them. But I think, like.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
You know what? Them.
They were so cute.
I wanted glasses.
I wanted. Oh, I had the glasses. I love them. I love having glasses. I think I'm adorable as fuck.
Sometimes my vision gets a little blurry. I'm like, it's time. And then somehow my vision gets stronger right after. Like, oh, it was just adjusting.
I think I'm cute as fuck and I'd have been more adorable with, like, braces.
Sure.
I think I would have been cute. Can't you imagine me with braces?
I can, but you look 12 still.
Still?
Yeah, you look young as fuck.
I don't think I look that young. Someone thought I was 24 the other day, and I was like, I thought that was cute.
You look like you're in high school. Like, you can pass for TV show high school. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where it's like somebody in their early 20s playing a teenager. That's what you look like.
But that's early 20s.
But still, like, you look like
I'm in early 30s. Am I going to be that chick from Save the Last Dance that plays, like, high school kids?
No, you don't want to be that person because they will look, when they start to get actually older, it doesn't look as good. It's
I know this girl, and I think she's adorable, mm-hmm. and she's one of the cutest things I've ever seen, but she looks like 14, 13, yeah. and she's a year or two older than me. And
I shit on Rizzo so much because Martin Rizzo still looks like he's a teenager.
How old is he?
He's 30.
Okay, he's just 30. This girl was like a year older than me at all times. I was like, the first time I met her, we were skating. We went to the adult night at the skating rink up in Burbank, like Glendale area. I can't remember the name of it. It's been a shit ton of movies. But she was first there, and I saw friends talking to her, and I was there. I used to go skating with them, like, every week, every Monday for adult skating night. Mm-hmm. I saw her there, and I was like, yo, like, are these fucking kids supposed to be here? And they were like, what? And I was like, who's that kid that's, like, I thought, where's her parent? This woman was a year older than me at the time, and I was like, where are her parents? She legitimately looks like a young kid, and she's, like, the cutest thing in the world. And it was funny because a friend of mine has a picture where she's, like, sitting on his lap and she's, like, braiding his goatee and he looks like a big-ass dude. Like, he looks like he could be in Cypress Hill or some shit. Like, grown-ass man look. And people were like, yo, why is that little girl on your fucking lap? Everyone was like, no, I'm not cool with this picture. Like, yo, what the fuck? How old is she? And he was like, she's, like, 30. And it was sad, but it was the funniest thing because I was like, this girl looks legitimately like she could play a high school kid for the rest of her fucking life. And I was equal parts jealous and thankful because I don't know if as an actress I would want to play high school roles for the rest of my life. Like, I want to play roles in the age group that I'm in now. I look a little too young for it, but, like, the stuff that's being written for 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. I think is dope as fuck.
I'm going to show you something right now that's going to bother you.
I don't want to see a dick pic.
Fine. I just took it. That's good lighting. That sounds so terrible.
Unless it's from one of your members or one of your fans, and I can show you his exact name.
No, I'm not going to do that. No. So
I'll take a dick pic from him.
So I won't tell you who this is because she's a relative of a relative. So I won't say who she is, but. Just look at this. We won't name any names because I don't want it to be put out, especially with my creeper listeners.
Oh, Jennifer. Okay.
So she's 16.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
she looks old. She looks like 30.
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin. Is like where people like I noticed.
She looks like 30.
Younger people try their best to look older. Older people really try their best to look younger. It is so polarizing.
But she's not, like, she looks 30.
Yeah, that's not, but also I think that has to do a little bit more with the makeup, like the way she's trying to dress it up or whatever. But she's a relative. She's a relative, and she's dressing like that, and it's very
when dudes say, like, oh, this girl lied and said she was 16, she was 18 or she was 19 and blah, 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 blah.
But she was,
well, first off, if you met her at a club, if you're in the United States, she should have been 21, not 18. Secondly,
I mean, unless they went, who goes to an, no, they have 18 and over clubs.
Yeah, but what grown-ass man
yeah, I was going to say, who the fuck would go
to an 18 and over club?
Yes, that sounds
terrible.
Someone
looking for a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And even then, like, I saw a story once, or someone, commented on something, and he was like, my friend got into a bad situation. This girl lied to him about her age. She was 15, and they were in a relationship. And I was like, wait, did they have a relationship, or did they have relations? Are you saying, like, sexual relations?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, a relationship. They were dating for a couple months. And I was like, I think 4 months. And I was like, in 4 months, he didn't pick up on the fact that she was 15, that her ID was her older sister's. He never met her older sister or heard about her. Yeah. Saw a picture of her. I was like, this guy was not interested in anything that this 15-year-old girl was saying other than the fact that she was willing to have sex with him. And he knew exactly how old she was. He knew her ID was fake. He knew that wasn't the same chick that he was talking to, because he was intimate with her for 4 or 5 months. It's, go fuck your friend. I don't give a shit about what happened to him. You know, I know when a person's talking to me, usually what age group they're in.
You know, the harder part of that is, I'm not even going to try to play devil's advocate because I agree with you, but here's the difficult fucking thing. I look at myself and I know how old I am. I'm not looking, so I don't have to worry about myself. But like, if...
85.
Yeah, shut up.
No, I'm
kidding. I had a lot of alcohol this weekend. Give me a break. No, there are certain people that, like, sometimes I'll talk, like, you know, when you think about, like, the way your friends looked in high school, how, like, your friends all looked really old, and now you, when you look back and you look at photos of them, you're like, oh shit, everybody looks super young there compared to the way they actually look now. So your brain gets a little more perspective. Sometimes I think to myself that, like, guys will be stupid enough to think to themselves, this is somebody younger than me, and they won't properly gauge the age. I want to say, like, think of somebody who's like that, who passes herself off for older. You wouldn't be able to properly gauge her age because she looks older than she actually is.
Then do you know what my answer to that is?
I'm sure I do, but hold on. I'm getting to something. Now, a guy that wants to date a younger woman, there's definitely... I mean, date who you want to date, but they have to be of an age where they are smart enough to understand what they're doing, and it's definitely not while they're in high school. You know, definitely not when they're in high school. So you're absolutely right that your friend should have known, or at least should have been like,
oh, wasn't that's a friend, way to come here. Just some random person.
Okay, this person should have definitely known that that's the case. I will never advocate somebody dating somebody that young.
But a relationship, it's like there's a difference between I had a one-night stand with a girl who said she was 19 and she was 8.
Yeah.
15. Because people lie. Especially getting to places.
Yeah.
Fine. But if you tell me you were in a relationship with this person.
Yeah.
And you didn't know that she was 15. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. If you're picking her up from high school. You
didn't know that the name on her ID didn't match her name. Go fuck yourself.
That's willful ignorance. That's like you being like, if I don't look into this further, I won't get in trouble, or I won't be able to have to attack myself morally because I didn't, because I was being oblivious.
So what are we supposed to do? Card people that we want to date?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Card them. 100%. I card people when I want to keep my job, a job I don't even like.
Yeah.
But like, maybe more people should be bartenders.
Okay.
Because when people walk into my bar, I've become trained in being like, cool, yeah, I know about the age range that this looks like. I need to see your ID. I need to see your name is such and such. What was your birthday? What sign does that make you? Oh, Taurus? Cool, because this would be an Aries.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my bar. But like, for something, to me, it's like me not carding someone at my bar could cost me money and my job.
Yeah.
Just money and my job. You not carding someone... and then having sex with them could cost you your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Why is me carding someone more expected than you when I'm just going to get a hefty fine and a fucking annoying picture when I get fired?
How old are you?
I'm 31.
What's the absolute youngest you would date?
I like to say 31. But
no.
I feel like if he were mature enough, I'd stretch it to 28, but I'm really not interested in dating someone younger than me.
Okay.
I've never had a good experience with guys younger than me.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical?
Guy 19 years old.
To date, like seriously date or
no,
just
no, no,
to
no,
fuck?
No, just like, let's be more specific. To fuck.
To fuck? Probably like 22.
22?
I want to be able to have a drink.
That seems kind of young for me. I mean, you're 31?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't look 31.
That's true.
So most guys that I like that hit on me are like 22.
And I'm that's like, true.
Okay, kid, get out of here. I'd fuck a 22-year-old. I wouldn't date one. No offense to the 22-year-olds who might want to add me. I think you should still add me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I'm dope. But, like, I probably wouldn't date you. I'd probably fuck you, but okay. I wouldn't date you.
Okay, now another hypothetical. Let's just say it was a 25-year-old that looked older than you. Like, he looked, not only did he mature well, but, like, he looks older, and he's, like, 25. But he's about to turn 25. Like, he's, like, 24, and, like, he's 24, and, like...
How mature is he? And because 24-year-olds are so dumb.
He's the kind of 24-year-old where you're like, you talk to him and you're like, you're an old soul.
Okay.
And like, not, and I'm not talking about fuck. I'm talking about like date. Long term. I think your phone's causing that.
For me to date a younger person, he would have to be so mature. And he would have to be like tall. Like he'd have to be like taller than me, older looking than me for me to feel comfortable. Because I wouldn't feel like a cradle robber. He would have to be mature. He'd have to look older than me. I think, I don't know. I'm going to fucking fall for some baby face ass.
Well, that's
kid.
What I'm saying because it's,
I don't put rules on it. I'm just saying my preference. He would have to be like a manly man if he was younger than me. And he would have to like be mature because I date guys my age and I get irritated at how immature they are. So if I go younger, I feel like if I were to consciously be like, what would be my limit? What would be like if I saw it on a dating profile? If I were like age range on a dating profile, I put the youngest would be like 28 max, and those guys wouldn't have much of a chance. Youngest would probably be like 28.
Gotcha.
Because just like, but also like casting directors, forget all this conversation because I look like 20.
You do.
Four.
I would bleep it out, but I feel like I'd rather put it out there anyway.
No. But seriously, like I cast so much younger than I am and it's irritating because I have an old soul and it's hard for me to sell myself in the industry because I'm like, I have a young face, but an old soul.
Yeah.
Do with that. Like I'm never going to seem like the young ditzy girl, even Definitely though my not. Face looks...
You don't look 19. Ditzy. You look young, but you don't look ditzy.
I look like the young girl who's probably had a hard life and learned some long lessons. Like, some hard...
You look like your best friend Sarah keeps getting in trouble, and you keep trying to talk her out of it.
Or I'm like the girl at school that people are like, she's kind of weird. She doesn't talk to anyone. And you realize, like, I'm supporting my whole family at home, and I work an after-school job. Like, that's the kind of teenager I feel like I look like.
Take off your glasses real quick.
This feels romantic.
No. You were beautiful this whole time. No, no, like you definitely look young. Yeah, I was gonna say maybe it's the glasses, but it's not the glasses.
I feel anything, like the glasses make me look.
They look a little older. Like you look a little more, not older, more. Barely. You look more mature.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, I think it's all the kind of glasses you're wearing. Maybe
I wear older style glasses, like the glasses I'm gonna get frames put in now, are like those old 70s, 80s style glasses with the bar in the middle.
Do you have any pink glasses with a little Hello Kitty sticking on the side?
Nope, and I don't want them. Go on. I used to have black glasses with like a little bow tie on the side.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being racist.
At Flappers.
Like, oh, okay. They were being racist. I'm like, why they gotta be black?
And those are really cute. Like, and those were not real glasses. And people are like, why are you wearing not real glasses when you actually wear real glasses? And I was like, because I have contacts in, but I want to have this cute look. And these glasses were dope.
Why didn't you just put actual glasses?
Those are expensive sometimes. Oh, like, if I find a pair of glasses I really want to put frames in, they got to be dope.
I had no idea.
That shit's like 75
bucks. My vision's too good. I know.
I hate that there are people that just walk around seeing...
It's crazy.
For free.
Your shirt says Savage, and I read that with ease.
Your shirt says Batman. Could you move that original?
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight.
Okay.
Handcrafted Justice. Caped Crusader.
There you go.
It's taking me a while because some of these letters are
you know what?
Blending
like,
in.
You know when you see a cat's eyes kind of like expanding? I see yours doing that a little bit. Yeah. Like they're just trying to like the lens is trying to adjust.
There are certain parts where it's like, oh, I can't really read that as easily. And then you're like, Justice? Fuck, I knew that was Justice.
Yeah. Victoria Justice. You would
Who's
know
that?
If you were a kid, you would know.
I heard the name.
I only know who she is because I used to watch iCarly, which was like, I watched it with my niece, and then I thought it was hilarious.
Watched it with his niece?
No, here's the embarrassing part. I watched it with my niece when I was taking care of her, and then I liked it so much, I started watching it on my own, and it was a guilty pleasure, not because it wasn't funny, but because I was an old-ass man laughing at these kids.
Creep.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. If I were to walk into someone, if I walked into myself watching iCarly on TV and laughing, I would be very concerned.
Well, yeah. I wanted to let you know that, unfortunately, like, we're not going to need you as a babysitter for my future children.
What? I can't watch your kids?
We found someone else.
I see.
It's closer.
I see.
So that you can have your own extra time to do your comedy. So
even though, like, you're living in the second floor of my house, I can't watch your kids?
Yeah, no, we found someone closer.
You found someone closer.
There's a ghost.
There's a ghost on the second floor that I didn't know about that would watch your kids for you. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
His name is Casper. He's pretty friendly.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I trust him.
Did you, by the way, so I won't, again, we're not going to name names, but did you like how I was on Thursday, how I was trying to set you up with my friend, but not being very good at it?
I didn't realize that was the friend that I had once already before been like, yo.
Yeah.
Look at him. Yeah. Camera angles are fucking amazing, man. He's a completely different person.
So I was
not like he's a bad person. I'm not.
No, I know.
But he's a completely different person in a lot of his pictures than he is in real life. And I think that might be a disservice to him as an artist.
Yeah.
Because you should look like what you're going to walk into a casting room like.
So here's what I'll say. He looks like that. But when he's around me, he gets very playful because he has his guard down with me. I'm making excuses, but I love the guy.
Was he like into me or something? Like, why are you pushing this so hard?
No, but I saw you two talking.
Oh, he wasn't into me?
He never talked. He has no taste in women. Well, he just became recently single, so I don't know if he's even looking. But like, I saw you two talking and I was like, ooh. I kept my distance from the two of you, expecting you guys to hit it off. And then I went into the showroom and you two weren't even sitting next to each other. I was like, damn it.
I had 0% interest, clue that that was the person. Yeah. Like, I could see the pictures that he could be and I'm like, damn, that's what you, okay. Yeah. But when I met him, I thought this dude is in 100% no way interested in me. And that could still be the case. Maybe that's why I'm not interested in him, because I could feel the vibe of like, this is not my type.
He spent his whole time hitting on Linda.
But no, like, I've really got to genuinely, like, you're not my type 100% at all. And I don't force shit like that. Because if I get a vibe that I'm not your type, why am I going to waste my time?
For sure.
So I really got the vibe that I was not your friend's type. And I'm pretty sure that if you asked him, he would tell you I'm not his type.
We'll see. We'll leave it up to the, you guys. Go follow Ariel and see.
She's willing to bet money.
That he's not?
That he's, I'm not his type. Gotcha. And that's fair enough.
That's fine. If there's no chemistry,
actually,
there, there's no
chemistry. Actually, I kind of want to bet money.
You want to bet money? No, because we already made a wager.
We didn't make a wager.
We did.
On what?
About how many times you're going to get up in last year on stage.
Yeah, but you gave me 2 weeks.
No, I gave you
in the middle of a no, you didn't. We recorded middle of December, and okay, you were like, fine. You have until the end of December. And I fucking tried, but I had family shit.
Okay, fine.
I'm not going to throw out my family for a fucking open mic.
I thought you wanted the Jeff Goldblum pillow, just saying.
I can just find Jeff Goldblum, or I can just buy the pillow.
You know what? He hits up. There's certain spots where he runs into him a lot. Yeah, we should go there. Let's just wait for him.
I know where he is.
Yeah, I will. I'm telling you.
But I can just buy the pillow. Look, I'm not going to abandon my family for a pillow.
Fine.
Of Jeff Goldblum, but who's married with a child.
We'll come up with a new wager.
If you told me Chris Evans, I might be like, Mom, go fuck yourself. I'm about to go find
Chris. I don't know Chris Evans' situation, so I...
Is he single? I hope he's single.
I don't know, maybe.
He's beautiful. Chris Evans, if you're listening.
I'm sure he frequently listens to Awkwardly Social. By the way...
I'm going
to
tag him when I... Evans.
There were two listeners at the show on Thursday.
Really?
And I should have introduced you to them.
They didn't recognize me?
No, well, because I didn't really talk to you during the actual show. Who were the members? They were sitting at the table to the right of you. They were telling me, they're like, we listened to your, like, they're like, it's really weird.
The women table?
Yeah. So they were like, they were coming up to me and they were like, it's really weird talking to you in person because we feel like we already know you. And I was like, oh, and I should have been like, this is Ariel. I should have done that.
You should have. Why didn't you?
I didn't.
Piece of shit.
I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. It's damn okay. You're already on the same page as me, as Brandon.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you want some?
I'm writing a thesis about how much of a dick you are and you how much you don't support my career.
Would you like some Sailor Jerry in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a question?
Well, I don't know if you were.
You just let me know how you like fucking failed me as a friend.
I
need fans.
I put you on. I have you on the podcast quite frequently, and you apologize. And you said that you had followers. Did you not?
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. You tamed me a little bit.
I tried to introduce you to a friend I felt would be a good match for you because
and
I
that
thought
friend
you two
wasn't
would...
interested in me.
Well, the point is, I made an effort, right?
But he wasn't interested. You should introduce me to friends that you think are gonna want me.
Yeah, are you gonna want the last of this as well, aren't you?
Sure. I'm not a fucking quitter.
Okay.
See, Jose does these like half-ass like favors. He's like, oh, I'm gonna introduce. But, like, if you're going to introduce me to a guy, it's got to be someone that you're like, are you interested in them? They're interested in you. Like, some kind
No, it doesn't work that way. Here's what you have to do. No,
like, this is someone I think you'd be perfect for because they are interested in your type.
When you are...
I didn't think my type was his type.
No,
and when I say type, I mean, like, black girl.
Yeah.
I don't think he was interested in the chocolate.
No.
Straight up.
I don't know. You don't know. Ariel.
I don't know.
I'm often very like mean to you. Not mean, but like
mean to me.
I'm often not.
He punches me every time we're done. He's like, you said the wrong
word
there. I don't
really strike women, but if I had to, no. No, but usually when I don't pay you a compliment. How's that? You're okay.
Pay me compliments.
I usually don't like when you say something. I usually find a way to make fun of you a little bit.
Yeah,
I will say this much.
You're mean to me.
You're a very smart, intelligent person. You're very likable, great personality, and you're pretty. So yeah. I assumed
beautiful. Thank you.
I apologize. I was even still censoring myself in that moment. So
your fans
okay,
for my beauty.
Fine. She's a beautiful woman. You
fucking
guys should
goddess.
Follow her on Instagram. The point is, I thought that if I just let it happen naturally, then it would happen. If it didn't happen, I didn't want to force a thing. I know, but I didn't want to force it because
our careers.
I didn't want to make it seem like I was putting pressure on a situation if it wasn't one.
I just didn't know who that was. If I knew who that was, I'd have been like, oh, okay. But like the vibe I got from this dude is like, oh, you don't probably go for many black chicks, do you?
I really doubt that's the thing. But I'm just saying in
Does
that
moment. Does he go for black chicks?
Well, I mean, the last girl he was dating was...
If it's not black, don't even mention it.
No, Egyptian? Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that counts.
That's black.
Yeah.
That's Middle Eastern black.
Yeah, so...
It's like biracial black.
Yeah, it's like...
He likes light-skinned black girls.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. We're both assuming at this point. We're both assuming at this point. The point is...
I'm just saying I didn't get a vibe.
Okay, fair enough.
Jose trying to be matchmaker.
I'm not. I mean, a little bit. I'm trying to have it happen naturally, but I'm just setting up the proper conditions for him. It's like a biodome.
Tall though.
Yeah.
And as far as my mom's concerned, that's the only thing she requires. She's like, "Is he nice to you? I don't care. How tall is he? 6'3"? Date him. Marry him.
Yeah.
Give him a baby." My family gives no shits about my happiness. They're like, how are the genes? My family's like, cool. You want to be in a romantic relationship or do you want to have a Viking as a husband? Like, yeah. Be smart about these decisions.
I don't know. I thought I was
being a good friend.
You were.
Okay.
I think it's sweet. One time, and this was a comedian that was at Flappers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you'll know after we hit stop and
okay.
You'll like laugh.
I'll pause it if you want to tell me right now.
No, we'll do it later.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Okay.
But he was like, I know someone that would be perfect for you. And I'm like, oh, perfect for me. But you barely know me outside of this job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, whatever. Send me his picture. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to introduce myself to this person until I see what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
And he sent me like the link to this person. I like laughed so hard.
Well, you're like, no, that's a hard pass.
I was like, yeah, super hard pass. I was like, the fuck do you think I am? Like, and I feel bad because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be like that bitch.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, you knew that there was going to be no attraction. Like, if you knew me, you know that there was no attraction between me and this guy. Like, why did you think of me and this person in the same vein? And I feel like it was mostly because black. Like,
that do you was think the that's only, what it was?
That was the only thing. I was a single black girl and that was a single black dude. And they were like, these two match. And I was like, if you looked at this personality type of this person versus me, we would have been in like a fucking murder suicide. The only way the relationship could have ended.
I picture like an environment where it's like, it's a small town and they're just like, oh my God, do you think Black Ariel knows about Black Steve?
Yeah.
And like, we got to get them together. And then like, you guys.
That's basically what it was.
But then they won't tell you, won't tell you what that's how they, like why they want you guys to be together. Like, you both have so much in common. You both have such great hair.
Yeah, you both like have the same cultural similarities.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
It was like one of those moments where I was like, cool.
Yeah.
You don't know me at all, bro. And yeah, I didn't expect him to know me, but I didn't expect him to know me so little.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's funny. I've never, is it weird that, when I thought about it, I didn't even question whether or not you would have, I mean, am I weird for not thinking about ethnicity when factoring it in? Like, I was just sort of like, oh.
I imagine people would look at personality types.
Yeah. I look
but
at.
But I could tell in this situation with this other person, like, yeah. At least for you, I feel like you were looking at personality types.
Yeah.
There was something about our personalities or our similar interests, which I can see what you saw and say, like, these people might get along. We had very similar interests and very similar, mm-hmm. like, stages in our career and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
For the person you were introducing me to, I absolutely understand. I didn't realize that was the person.
If he was interested in you, would you be more interested in him?
I don't know.
No?
Because meeting him in person is different from pictures. And I'm that's like, true. I don't know if we're similar. I think I'm a lot more of a, I don't know. I wouldn't say cynical. I feel like I'm a much more like, I've been in this so long that it's just like, I'm grizzled. Like, yeah. You think you can handle this kid? I'm like, you know?
Am I introducing you to the guy that trained Rocky?
Yeah, basically. And so, like,
I'm gonna pulverize you.
But with this other person that tried to hook me up with someone they thought I'd be interested for, I could tell from the moment they said it. From the moment I saw this person's picture and profile, I was like, you just saw two black people who were single and thought they would be good together.
Yeah.
And that's not like, every black person is just like, oh, black person.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's be married. Like, unless you're in Wisconsin, you're the only two black people in town, then that makes sense. In Los Angeles, not so much. So it was one of those things where it's like, I can see the difference in how you guys approach it. Like, you thought our interests would be similar.
Mm-hmm.
This person was like, black.
Okay,
I see. Makes sense.
Okay, so
it wasn't as offensive. Like, for me, your effort made more sense because you're like, oh, they're interested in these certain things that are similar.
Yeah.
And then it's up to us if we have a connection because you could be absolutely perfect for a person and have zero connection with them. And that means you're not perfect for them.
I agree.
Like on paper, it looks great. Like you guys are a fucking power couple.
And then you
meet each other and you're like, this person reminds me of wet cardboard and I don't like it.
A part of me was like, man, if they had kids, they would have such a...
Our kids would be great looking. Kids. Yeah. Our kids would be good looking.
Yeah. By the way, cheers. We have not cheers once. Yeah.
Our kids would be like good looking kids. He's tall, dark haired, handsome. I love dark hair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into blondes as much.
Like my dark hair?
Yeah.
By the way, when you came out of the show,
Chris Evans, like, I think is like the lightest hair that I think is like just. I would date the
He's right at the edge of that.
Chris Hemsworth, I think, is hot as fuck. I couldn't see myself ever dating someone that looked like Chris Hemsworth. I just couldn't see it.
I got to look up Chris Evans. I know what he looks like.
Chris Evans, though, like, I see him as a personable, like, dude that I would definitely date and could see myself dating.
All right. Here's a new challenge for my followers.
Chris Evans is beautiful.
Find Chris Evans.
And get him to date Ariel Washington.
See if he's up for dating Ariel Washington. See if he's up. Here's a. Oh my God.
That's the challenge. Isn't he beautiful?
Hold on. No, here's the problem is that there's two different Chris Evans accounts. And one is about Chris Evans. Okay, Team Chris Evans. He doesn't have an Instagram.
No, probably not.
No, he's
smart.
He doesn't. He just
and
has.
He's beautiful and he just lives on his own essence alone.
Yeah, he doesn't have it's only a fan page that has 930,000 followers.
He's basically Captain America and his hair is light.
He only has a Twitter.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, so, okay, we'll do this afterwards because it's causing all this, like, static and stuff. But I want to...
Find him on Twitter.
I'm finding him on Twitter right
Tom
now.
Tom Arrow loves
oh,
him.
By the way, real quick, I'm going to put this upside out today.
Also.
Hold on, before I do that.
Wait, but if Chris Evans is now about the chocolate, tell Florian Montiano.
Okay.
He was in Creed 2. He plays Victor Drago.
Okay. He can get it.
He can get all of it.
Okay, fine.
So if he's interested all, in the chocolate.
If you're up for one inverted.
Those are my two. Okay. Those are my two outside the black community.
Okay, before I forget.
Those are my two outside the black community because okay. Like dating guys that are not black is scary.
What about Hispanic?
It's still scary.
Really?
Like a lot of Hispanic dudes feel like they can say nigga.
And I don't feel
confident in that. And I'm like, why the fuck do you think you can say this? Is this going to be like a we struggled together type of conversation?
No, I get that.
Struggle with that okay. word.
Fine, fair enough.
And Asian dudes say it. Like, fucking down-ass Asian dudes I would love.
Like, a dude that looked like Chris... No, a Hispanic dude that was, like, not that kind of guy. Which is, like, most Hispanic men, by the way. You're only thinking of a very limited
capacity.
The
machismo type.
Yeah. I'm machismo.
I've dealt with the machismo.
I'm pretty
machismo. You don't have machismo.
I don't.
You're not the machismo type.
I'm the least machismo motherfucker
And you know what
around.
That means? You're the best type of dude around. Because yeah. machismo is basically, like... I'm offended that you feel that you should have rights.
Yeah.
And a voice. And what a lot of like Latin men don't understand when they deal with black women, especially in the workforce, is like, go fuck yourself.
I think I have
like, straight up, I will slap you in front of all of our coworkers. Don't ever. I had this fucking boss that was like 5'1", 5'2". And mine, I'm only 5'4". And with my hair, I'm like 5'6", 5'7". Mm. And this dude decided he was going to try to intimidate me at work. And I looked at him like, bro, you got to be this tall to fucking intimidate me.
Yeah. By the way.
Like, who the fuck do you see them?
Hold on. Ariel legit has guns on her.
Straight up. 15 years of chewing.
Yeah. You have guns. It's impressive. Like, you have so much muscle on your arm. I'm genuinely impressed by it.
Right?
She's
sexy,
almost at my level.
I'm better than his level.
That's not true. I would have
machismo type guys like coming up at me like.
Yeah.
And my brother, God rest his soul, or universe rest his soul, what I believe in. Mm-hmm. He taught me to stand up for myself.
Good.
To fight for myself. And it was funny because one of the times when he and I were having a disagreement, he was like, what the fuck are you doing? I could kill you. And I was like, you told me never to back down. And I was very much like Mel Gibson, Braveheart. But what that taught me is that not every man thinks that every guy deserves this kind of respect. Because my brother was like, I'm a dude. Mm-hmm. And I think you deserve better. And I learned from him and his friends and growing up and how his guys' friends were. And I had a lot of guy friends growing up because I grew up with an older brother. So I heard their stories and knew what they were like. So when guys were coming up at me, and I've fallen for a couple traps. Some of the traps are laid so well that you're going to fall into them.
Yeah.
But I learned a respect for myself as an individual. That there are certain individuals who are going to lie to me, but that doesn't limit me. And my brother taught me that. And
good.
So
I respect your brother.
When I see a lot of people like that, a lot of these machismo type guys, I'm like, my first order of business is to let them know I see what you're doing and I understand it, but go fuck yourself if you think that's going to affect what I have to say or what I have to do. I'd rather be the biggest bitch in this place and the biggest doormat in this place.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, that was an amazing episode. It was a lot of fun. I didn't realize it until I was editing that the episode ended up cutting out a little short. So Ariel had some very strong things to say. She's a fucking great person. Please be sure to follow her on the social medias at Ariel J. Washington. Ariel spelled A-E-R-I-A-L J. Washington. Of course, you guys know how to follow me at I am Jose Chavez, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. I'll be having her back on again soon, and we will make sure that it records all the way through to the end. Y'all take care and have yourselves a fantastic week.